the scene, so did the hero, Perseus, mounted on Pegasus, the flying horse. Perseus had just fought another monster, the evil witch Medusa, who had snakes on her head in place of hair. When Perseus saw the princess Andromeda, remember she was chained to a rock, about to be eaten, he pulled Medusa's snaky head from a bag and showed it to the sea monster. The sight turned the monster to stone. Andromeda was saved, and the gods were so pleased that they elevated Perseus, his horse, the princess, her mother and father, and the monster to lofty places in the sky. For August 21st, that's Stardate. Our show is written by Deborah Bird and produced for the University of Texas McDonald Observatory. We're in Austin. Our zip is 78712. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Joel Block.
Certainly are.
On the Voice of Long Island.
I'm Mike Juhas.
I'm Eric Corley.
And I'm out of breath.
And I'm out of all other things.
I think you're out of health.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think my time's up.
Already? And yeah. You haven't even found yourself a job yet.
No. Well, it's kind of pointless at this point.
Pointless at the point, huh?
Yeah, the way I'm feeling.
Tell me, how was your week?
Well, my week was pretty good, apart from this.
The cold?
Yeah.
I had a really fun time this evening.
Did you?
My boss had a pool party. He just recently put an in-the-ground pool in, and he had everybody from the department come over and just splash around and have so much fun. And that's what I was doing.
Splashing around and having so much fun.
Yes.
Well, that's good.
This is true. It was lots of fun, and had some good food and good people there, and even had some of Esther's homemade apple turnovers.
Well, I think I had some of that before, didn't I?
Yeah, I brought a piece back, and I wanted to review it over the air, but I don't really think they were homemade, but they were pretty good.
They were okay. I liked them. It.
Yes.
Whatever.
Yes. You know, do you want to do this now? I had that bag I just brought in there.
Well, you just brought a bag in here, and I don't know what's in the bag.
No, don't open the
bag.
Yet. This is another surprise.
Yes.
It's a bottle of a beverage.
Oh, boy.
Now, if you could just be good about it and not open up the package, just open up the bottle top.
Without looking at what's in it. It's
right.
Cold. Okay, I can tell you that much.
Right.
I feel that through the bag. Here's the bag. That's what it sounds like,
yeah.
Hitting against the microphone.
Right.
Open up the bottle. Let's see what kind of a sound it makes when I open it up. Taste it. Now, Mike, you've gotten me to taste all sorts of weird things on this program now.
I turned you on to yogurt on this program.
Well, not really turned me on to yogurt.
Well, you had yogurt since then.
Well,
on your own accord.
That is true.
Go ahead.
I will taste it. Stand by, please.
Oh, my God. What does it taste like to you?
Is this supposed to clear out all my breathing apparatus or something? So, oh, wow.
What does it taste like?
It tastes like... Okay. This is going to sound strange.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes like a Certs. That's what it tastes like.
It tastes like a Certs.
Yeah, that's what it tastes like.
What
or
flavor is Certs?
Or something. One of those crazy things you put in your mouth to make your breath smell nice.
What flavor, though?
I never fell for that stuff.
Any particular flavor?
Peppermint?
Peppermint, he says.
Yeah, definitely tastes like peppermint, whatever this is.
Licorice?
That, too.
Kind of like root beer?
No, not kind of like root beer.
Drink some more.
Oh, boy. That tastes a little bit more like root beer, but it still doesn't taste totally like root beer, in my opinion.
Now, pull the bag down a little bit so you can see the color of this beverage.
It's clear.
Okay.
I've never heard of clear root beer, so it's definitely not root beer.
Wrong again.
Oh. It is root beer. No caffeine, no artificial color, no preservatives.
Now, not to say the brand, but it's absolutely crystal clear, and it's root beer. And I have one. I just happen to have one here myself.
If this is true root beer, as it says on the label, how can they spell true, T-R-U?
Well, perhaps...
I think they're getting away with something there.
That could be, too.
Ingredients, triple-filtered carbonated water, triple-filtered fructose, and natural root beer flavor.
Root beer is spelled as one word.
Made from Pocono Mountain water.
Yeah. But... It's
unbelievable.
It's one of the most amazing things. It's crystal clear.
I saw something interesting in the store yesterday.
What was that?
Non-alcoholic beer.
Non-alcoholic beer, huh?
Yeah, I'd like to know what that tastes like.
Now, which store was this? Gimbel's or something?
No, this is a delicatessen.
Oh, a delicatessen.
Yes, yes.
It wasn't Oscar's All Night Kosher.
No, if it had been that, you certainly would have...
Hey, you know, you can peel off the bottom of this bottle cap.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wonder if there's anything you can win.
You know, it's sort of add to things if I win $10,000 or something.
I'll try to peel this off throughout the night.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
So how was your week, other than getting people to taste these strange things?
Hectic, and it will continue to be hectic. I think I'm going to be blowing out of here a little early tonight.
It really clears up your sinuses, I can tell
you. Yeah, it doesn't. Well, that wasn't the intent.
All the way down to your feet.
That wasn't the intent, but it's one of the most amazing things.
Huh.
Andy sold this to me.
That's good.
Yeah.
Andy?
Yeah.
Andy who?
I'm not going to say.
Oh, all right.
But, and your week?
My week was okay.
Okay. We've been waiting for this news for the whole week.
What's that?
How did your airplane ride to Virginia and back go?
Oh, well, it was pretty nice. I took an airplane down to Norfolk, Virginia, and I took an airplane back from Baltimore to Newark.
Where did you fly out of in the first place? Newark?
Newark, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting. I guess the part I was impressed with the most was when we first surfaced over the clouds for the first time. And I had never seen the world from that perspective before.
Was it obviously it was a cloudy day, but was it raining?
No, it wasn't raining. I would have been pretty nervous if it was raining. I don't know why, but... But going above the clouds, you just see these mountains made out of air.
Right.
It's really quite a sight.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I saw that. The way back, I could see down pretty much the whole way.
It was a clear day.
Clouds, yeah.
Yeah. So that was your first experience in an aeroplane.
Yeah, well, it happened so fast, you know, because they, they were serving refreshments.
Mm-hmm.
And they were only able to wheel down half the aisle before they had to turn around and go back because we were there already. That's how fast the flight was.
Interesting.
But I'll tell you something about Virginia, especially the part of Virginia I was in, Virginia Beach, they call it.
Yeah.
You think we have a lot of 7-Elevens up here. Every square mile you have one down there.
Is that a fact?
It's unbelievable. Some of them are actually open from 7 to 11.
Uh-huh.
Most of them are 24 hours. I saw more of those than anything.
Hmm.
It was pretty scary, actually. But all in all, things were pretty nice down there. Nice weather. Well, fairly nice weather. We had a couple of severe thunderstorms when we first arrived.
Like one a day or something like that?
Well, there seemed to be one about the same time each day. And it was pretty funny because it would suddenly start raining out of the clear blue sky, virtually.
Uh-huh.
Just walking along and suddenly, boom, there it is.
Yeah.
You're getting soaked. But I didn't mind. It was the experience that counted.
I'll bet it was.
Yeah. Well, I like traveling to different places, seeing different customs. But I didn't see too many different customs down there. People talk of a slightly different accent. Values are a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a little bit more talk about the military down there than there is up here.
Well, you're not too far from Camp Lejeune.
Yeah.
In North Carolina.
That's true. You're also not too far from Norfolk, where they have all these air bases and sea mm-hmm. bases and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I guess it's a way of life down there.
Yeah, you ever been down there?
No, I passed through there on a train, I think.
Uh-huh.
On the way back from Florida.
I saw a single track, but I never saw a train on that track.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know what that means.
Must have been an old branch line.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, but,
Virginia Beach is supposedly the biggest resort in the entire world.
No.
According to a sign... There, and that's what they said.
Even bigger than the French Riviera?
Well, they said that. I don't know what it meant.
Hmm.
There were a lot of interesting signs. There was one, you know those green signs on the highways?
Yeah.
There was one that was totally blank. Yeah, I got a kick out of that.
It sounds like something that would happen around here.
Now, either somebody had painted green paint over the sign to make it totally blank, or it was never letters on it. It was pretty wild.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I got a kick out of that. There was something else, yes.
You also, while you were down there, you had me page somebody at the airport, didn't you?
Yeah, you paged Howard Tripod, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he never answered.
Well, I didn't hear the page.
Oh.
Neither did he, I don't think.
Hmm.
One thing they have down there, on some of the highways, are these little toll booths where you pay a dime.
A whole dime?
Yeah. And the thing is, they're unmanned.
Really?
So you have to have a dime or two nickels to get off the thing. And a lot of people, what they do is they just go by the toll booth and wave their arm, pretending they threw something, and just keep going.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really pretty funny.
And did you do that?
Well, a couple of times we didn't have dimes, so we threw pennies in and things like that.
Uh-huh.
But the really funny thing is that when you do that, when you don't pay the dime, the toll booth just really, really, you have to strain to hear it. You just hear... Ding, ding, ding. These little bells going off. They're so quiet, you really have to strain to hear them as you're going by. It's like it's getting on your conscience or something.
Yes.
They don't enforce the laws all that much.
And how was the wedding?
Oh, that was fairly interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you were an usher, I understand.
Yeah, that was fun. I had to walk down the aisle just the right pace and without catching up to anybody, without passing anybody, you know, that kind of stuff.
Or without having anybody pass you.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it was interesting.
You wouldn't want to be a hog and just let everybody pass you just so you could be in the aisle for longer than anybody else.
Well, I was in the aisle for quite a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. You must have had your picture taken a lot, too, because they always take pictures of people coming down
the aisle. Yeah, yeah. A lot of pictures. Eyes were all flashed out.
I've never been an usher. I was once the best man at a wedding.
Yeah? Well, that's pretty well up there.
It certainly is. That was fun. I enjoyed that particular wedding quite immensely.
Well, you've been to quite a few, right?
Yeah, I have a nice collection of garters. they're fun to catch. Even more fun to put on the young lady's legs.
Uh-huh.
That caught the bouquet. That's why I catch them, you know. That's why I try to catch them.
Knock everybody out of the way.
That's right. Hey, you know, I'm very determined. Yeah, I caught a couple.
Well, good for you.
There was one wedding where the girl who caught the bouquet was around 6 or 8 years old.
Yeah.
And I guess all the guys knew that if they were to catch the garter, they'd have to put the garter on this girl's leg, you know, little girl's leg. So it was
fell to the floor.
Well, no, actually, it was an interesting sight. There was maybe a half a dozen respectable, you know, guys in their 20s or 30s or late teens or whatever that weren't married, and there was about an 8-year-old boy, and they just pushed him on top of the garter.
That's yours. Nobody else wants it.
Yeah. It was fun.
That was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe a 2-year-old kid caught the garter this time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was being held by somebody and just reached out and grabbed it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And who caught the bouquet?
Someone else. One of the sisters of the bride. I'm not certain, though.
But how did she range in age?
Oh, I'd say about 15-ish.
Really?
Possibly.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's going to get her first thrill from a 2.5-year-old kid.
Well, getting married young seems to be the thing down there.
Oh, really? Yeah, I guess they do.
Yeah.
Now, how old was your friend? How old is he?
Early 20s.
Uh-huh. And his wife? Or her husband?
The same.
Uh-huh.
Both the same. So, I found the emphasis to be on getting it over with when you're young.
Yeah.
Down there. And, of course, that happens a lot up here, too.
Oh, it certainly does.
Definitely.
You see an awful lot of teenage brides, I guess. I don't know. I suppose I'll hold out until I'm about 30.
Sounds respectable to me. Hope we broadcast that live.
We didn't, speaking of weddings, we didn't broadcast our station manager's wedding.
No, that was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Norman Preslin got tied down. He tied the knot. And marital bliss. And congratulations to Norm and Jamie, I guess. Also, this Sunday, Jerry DeLisle is being wed. Now, he did his final show. We thought it was going to be last week. We might have even talked about it when you called up for Jamie.
Yeah, in fact, I remember mentioning that he did his last show, but he did his last show again last week.
Just
this
to prove
week.
Everybody was wrong. Just to prove us all liars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think this is it.
Yeah. Yeah, this certainly is his last show. He's all packed up. I called up his old telephone number, and I got a...
Oh, really? He changed his number already?
Well, it said it was disconnected.
Oh.
No, not really. They didn't do that. I just wanted to say that. I don't want to lie.
No, you certainly don't want to do that.
Yeah. Well, what do you say we get into
Some more stuff.
Some music and some... we got the Tripod Family coming up.
Yeah, we do. We have the Tripods. We've got...
An album side at 2 o'clock.
What's the album side?
It's side 2 of Jesus Christ Superstar.
Well, that sounds good to me.
And are we going to play the other two sides as well?
Maybe.
Because we got kind of bollocks stuff last week. I guess we should... If you tuned in around 1 o'clock last week...
And you heard all sorts of funny tones.
If you heard a... It wasn't your set. It was required federal communications regulations. You have to do the proof of performance, which means you have to make sure you're on the air.
Every station has to do them.
Yeah, but I've never heard any other station do them.
That's because they do them in the dead of night.
When do you think that was?
Well, I mean, how many times do you listen to a station in the dead of night, you know, that's not our own?
To tell you the truth, I don't listen to many stations that aren't our own.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. I guess we both have a point there. Well, tomorrow I'm going to be heading off to work. I'm going to be going to work pretty early in the day. So, that's why I'm probably going to have to blow out of here right around 2 o'clock.
And, all right, sounds good. Our telephone number is 246-7901. So if you want to call us up with any suggestions, hints, or...
hindrances.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
We're here, live and in person.
Give us a call.
on The Voice of Long Island.
Is causing a great upheaval. Now Adam was a sweet, young, innocent thing until the night that Miss Evil took him under her wing. Now Adam was an honest, hard-working man. He wanted to help out the human clan, but Evil got him drunk on prejudice and hate, and she taught him how to gamble with humanity's fate.
So true.
I'm talking about Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve. If you don't break up that romance,
we'll all fall down and go.
Now, if Evil gets Adam, it'll be such a shame, because a plenty of big shots are playing that name. Now, his sleep will be trouble, and his life will be cursed. Lord, if Adam plays with Evil Jack, he won't be the first.
So true.
I'm talking about Adam and Evil. If you don't think of that romance,
it'll all fall down and go boom, boom, boom.
Now, Adam is a youngster and pretty hard to handle, but we'd better step in and stop that scandal, because if Adam and Evil should ever be wed, Lord, then darn, all of us are going to be dead.
So true.
I'm talking about Adam. Adam and Eve. If you don't break up that romance, soon
we'll all fall down and go boom, 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 boom.
Adam and Eve, Adam and Eve. If you don't break up that romance, soon
we'll all fall down and go boom, 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 boom.
We're sitting on the edge of doom, 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 doom.
Thank you. Demand your USB. I want my USB.
I want my USB.
I want my USB.
USB, Long Island non-commercial alternative, and we're still not being carried on Long Island cable radio.
Call your cable company and say, I want my USB.
Good evening. I'm rather grimly, and this is news to me. Miss Connie Sue Davis, 19, a sophomore at the University of Southern California, returned from her 3-day fact-finding tour of the war-torn nation of El Salvador, Central America, for the president. Ms. Davis reported that the situation in El Salvador was icky and gross, and said it really barked me out, but that it was necessary for the president to continue sending guns to stop the killing. Gag me with a spoon, she said, but it's got to be done. 1 year after he rammed the largest tax reduction package in history down the gullet of the American taxpayer, President Reagan donned sterile gloves and engaged in reverse peristalsis to push through a $98.3 billion tax increase package in this election year, insisting that he had not flip-flopped or reversed his policy. Mr. Reagan said, And finally, in the news, in Richmond, Virginia, a man fearing that he would be found guilty of first-degree murder by a jury of his peers pleaded guilty to the crime just moments before the jury had acquitted him. The man, who will be hung by the neck until dead next Saturday, said, "Well, I guess we all make mistakes." I'm rather grimly, and that's news to me.
Valley girl, she's a valley girl. Valley girl, she's a valley girl. Okay, fine, for sure, she's a valley girl in a falling star. Okay, fine, for sure, she's a.
Oh my God!
Valley girl,
like totally.
Valley girl,
and she was like so gushing.
Valley girl,
it was like the Galleria.
Valley girl,
I'm like all these like.
hey, guys, are you into S&M? I go, oh, right. Could you, like, just picture me in, a, like, a leather teddy? You know, like, hurt me. I'm sure, no way. So, like, freaking me out. He called me a beastie. That's, like, his total flip. He goes, like, bag your face, I'm sure.
Valley girl, she's a valley girl.
The Valley Girls, Marina Man on the voice.
Basically, it's a non-sexual name, and that's a turn-on. Oh, Oh, yeah, I got a movie deal now. Did I tell you? I took Bert Dudley to watch at the Polo Lounge last week. Crazy scene. You know, I slipped Marco a few weeks after that. No, that is not my gremlin, as a matter of fact. I'm borrowing it while my Porsche is in the shop. You know, Klaus goes away on vacation every year about this time. Crazy, crazy dude. Hey, I got an idea. What do you think? Go to the condo and snort some flake? Okay. Hey, have you heard the new Plankton? I'm telling you, the cat is back. He is back, Bird. Hey, has anybody ever told you you look exactly like Mimi Farrow? No, really. No, I know she's blonde, but I mean, you know, basically.
First it was, this is driving me nuts, this language thing.
Yes,
here.
Isn't it rather grody?
Yeah, yeah. First everybody was saying, take off, you hoser. Now it's, gag me with the spoon.
You just can't keep up, can you?
Fortunately, I have a dictionary here, the Vowel Talk to English Dictionary.
Oh, that's the one that Mark Stern read from a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, right? Did he? Well.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what phrase would you like to know, Mike?
I often wondered how gag me with a spoon came up.
All right, let's look that one up. Gag me with a spoon. In parentheses, it says gag me with a spoon. That's the pronunciation. Verb. See barf out.
Okay. Oh, barf out, really?
I'm going to go to barf out.
Why am
all
I
right, here we go. Barf out. Verb. Extremely distasteful to an advanced degree.
Uh-huh.
That's barf out.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Old Noah Webster would be proud of that definition.
Yeah, yeah. Now, All right. How about nerd?
Sure.
That's a noun. A geek who has achieved an additional level of offensiveness, particularly with regard to method of dress.
Hmm.
Synonym, creep, jerk, the entire state of Iowa.
You'll have to explain just exactly what is a geek.
Oh, well, kind of a clumsy person, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
A lame person, I guess you'd say.
Is it listed?
Well, lame is similar to geek, but can be used in a more general sense. It's a general derogatory term.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're a lame person.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like, you remember the song, "You're So Lame."
You know, a Twinkie is a descriptive term for pre-preppy females.
Uh-huh.
Twinkies, all right. I have to remember that one.
Yeah.
Totally is complete in every sense. Only known vowel word thought to have similar definition is English equivalent.
Mm-hmm.
How about tubular? That was one that was getting me. See bitchin. B-I-T-C-H-E-N.
Okay.
And also, too, surfer's term for description of waves, tubular. Let's look at bitchin. Extreme positive exclamation, as in, Sassoon is such a bitchin' designer. Also known as very hip. Blitzed, I think most people know what blitz means. Drugged to the point of extreme intoxication.
And no return.
Out of touch with reality.
Somewhat, yeah.
What other things are here?
Now,
I think we've hit
this
about all the major
from?
Ones.
We've
this is the back of, this isn't the book actually, this is the back of the record we just played, Valley Girls, Marina Men.
Uh-huh.
It's a 12-inch maxi single, they call it.
Uh-huh.
And we heard from Frank Zappa and his daughter before that.
Which somebody penciled in a mustache all over her face.
Yeah, that was cute, wasn't it? That didn't come that way. But,
Good old Moon.
Yeah, that's Valley Girl. Oh my God means expression of surprise or amazement. English equivalent, by the way, is oh my God.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they have pre-Twinkies, too. Valley dweller between the ages of 9 and 12 who aspires to be a Twinkie.
Uh-huh.
Interesting, very interesting.
So we recommend you go out and pick up this single?
Do we do that? Yeah, why not?
Okay, go ahead.
Anything for something new.
Yeah, sure.
Speaking of something new, Mike.
Aretha?
Look at her fingers. She did not know it does not wash off easily.
Wretch, the ungrateful wretch. She's mad.
You ill-begotten, ill-fated one. What can I do to you, eh?
See, she does not cry. She has a devil in her.
She is no devil. She is wicked.
The Taj Express.
You know, I thought I was going to hear a Jal Rustafari in there.
No, you weren't going to hear a Rustafari in there. I was a real chicken. It really was. The Taj Express. Mike, the Taj Express is on when?
On every week at USB FM.
You don't know the day and time?
You're right.
Fortunately, our program director is here. And he's going to tell us when that program is on.
I never heard of that show before in my life.
Uh-oh. We have a fake promo in here. Is this a fake promo?
Throw it out. Just throw it over. I'll tell you what. I'll throw mine out. There you go.
Wednesday at 6:30.
Oh, it is a real
just
promo.
Just before Jim Ross and his back porch crabgrass.
Back porch crabgrass?
Yeah.
I don't think you want Jim Ross to hear you say that.
Why not?
We'll find out next week.
Because he's no lightweight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Wednesday at 6:30, the Taj Express. You ever listened to that program, Mike?
I don't think... I might have caught it once. Right. I might have caught it just once.
Speaking of back porch crabgrass... If you're a person who likes to shout, isn't this a great promo? And knock over furniture? Yeah. And the Back Porch Bluegrass is the show for you. Every Wednesday night at 7 p.m., join host Jim Ross as he features bluegrass, old grass.
You fly in at the air with a high making. I tell you, there's no trouble, that is just something.
Come and ring me, we kick you in your goddamn chin. I will be saying,
this ain't no jungle at the gent, something.
Bim!
This ain't no jungle at the gent, something.
Aye.
This ain't no jungle at the gent, something.
Hey!
But me say everything she see, I say she wants. But me say everything she see, I say she wants. Me say she want bangle and she want gold ring. She want blue jeans and she want chaplain. She want bobby socks and she want red stockings.
No trouble at the gent, something.
Bim!
No man no trouble at the gent, something. No man no trouble at the gent, something.
In a new garden, in a constant spring. Cutting in a tall dreadlocks chanting. Living in a slander, super and king. Standing in a height, gold, green and king. We moving round red gal ring. A lot of them we gone in a golden spring. We make love fun, they double bed spring. But if you know this, I wanna keep you moving and king. I wait here, no trouble at the dead something.
Bim!
This man a trouble at the dead something.
Ready?
Trouble at the jet something.
Hey!
So, but me have one girl and she name Cicillin. Me have one girl and she name Cicillin. The girl just left me like a puppet on a string. The girl say me ugly but me good looking. I feel about the sound, I keep them up all and sing. The ting-a-ling-a-ling, we are the king in a the ring. So,
no trouble at the jet something. Hey, no man, no trouble at the jet something. Hey, no man, no trouble at the jet something. Something,
say, no matter how many
something.
Come, Mr. Jada, with the chalice of the king. Come on, the Jada, with the chalice of the king. Cutting a ling, a ting a ling, a ting a ling. Until you not the Jada, keep you moving on thing. Come on, in a tall general of the sun thing. The other time we gone in a constant spring. I will be saying,
they no trouble at the gent something.
Bim!
No trouble at the gent something.
Ready?
Come on, no trouble at the gent something.
Hey! Because him like them fat, him no like them slim. And when them slim, them chan do a thing. Second turkey chicken that is finger licking.
No trouble at the gent something.
Bim!
You're here.
No trouble at the gent something.
You don't hear.
No trouble at the gent something. Come on, fell in the kitchen to cook rice and chicken. Me fell her in the kitchen to cook rice and chicken. Take a sweat, she cook a yam and pumpkin.
No trouble at the gent something.
No trouble at the gent something.
Hey,
can't you we kick you on your goddamn tin? Tell you if we kick you in your goddamn chin. Come on, tell me we kick you, make your jump fast in. The fly in at the ear with a fine nick in.
I had a horse and his name was Bill. When he ran, he couldn't stand still. He ran away, he ran away. And also I ran with him. You can sing it with me.
All right.
I had a horse
and his name was Bill. When he ran, he couldn't stand still.
He ran away,
he ran away. And also I ran with him.
Now my horse Bill found a grocery store. He ate some food and then he ate some more. He ate
soybeans
and
biscuits
and
apples
and
spaghetti.
Now my horse Bill, he ate some more. He stayed all night in that grocery store. He ate
rice
and
carrots
and
chocolate
and
celery.
Now my horse Bill saw a circus tent. He lifted up the flap and under he went. He saw
the mayor
and
clowns
and
elephants
and
acrobats.
Now my horse Bill got into a race. The very next thing he was up in space. He saw
stars
and
the Big Dipper
and
flying saucers
and
asteroids.
Now my horse Bill, he was no fool. One day he went to school. He saw
shoes
and
waste paper baskets
and
teachers
and
chalk.
Chalk. Now,
chalk.
If you'd like to sing this song, open your mouth and sing along. Whoa. Sing high. Sing low. Sing squeaky. Sing together.
I had a horse and his name was Bill. When he ran, he couldn't stand still. He ran away. And also I ran with him.
Yahoo.
Yeah.
Wrong speed, of course. That's better.
Thank you.
them stand up routine in L.A.
DJ Rap here. Return.
I don't care what you say anymore. This is my life. Go ahead with your own life. Leave me alone.
Hey, that's my wife you got there.
And the extended version, I understand, of Billy Joel's song. There it goes. Fading away. At 11 minutes after 1 o'clock, what do you think of that, Mike?
Oh, just fine.
Interesting song.
On WUSB...
Stony Brook. That's the record that was only made available to our radio station, I'll have you know.
Only ours.
Yep.
Hmm.
You won't hear that anywhere else.
That's true. It was complete with instructions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good.
And here is something else.
Well, wait a minute.
You won't hear in many other places.
What's that?
This.
Hello, this is Henry Fonda.
Hello, this is Steve Allen.
Hello, this is Ed Asner.
This is Jane Fonda.
And I'm Steve Schick, and this week on Consider the Alternatives, we'll be talking to these celebrities about their arts and their politics. I hope you'll join us.
Oh, I love it. I love how that the theme just kind of goes... At the end.
That's interesting. They had Henry Fonda there.
That's true.
You noticed that. That was,
is this,
that
is this
a coincidence.
The one that's going to be aired Monday night at 6 or 6.30?
Monday at 6.30, yes. Yeah. 6.30 p.m. Vicinity Alternatives. Good show. Really good show.
Is that from the Longhorn Radio Network?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. From the Sane Education Fund in Washington, D.C.
You know, we've been getting an awful lot of requests tonight. We actually played A Horse Named Bill by request tonight.
Was part of the request that we sing along?
I
don't think so.
I think we added a little liberty of our own there. But I think we're going to have a special version next week. So you want to stay tuned. If you're a Horse Named Bill fan, you'll want to check that out. If you want to buy that record, I think it's on the Green Haze record label, which is marketed by Flying Fish, and they're in Chicago, Illinois. Also, now, we got a request for this theme song, which we're listening to right now.
We got a request for our own theme song?
That's right.
That's nice.
And you know, somebody stole all the English Beat records.
No.
Of course, we got a request for them.
Well, to check on their B.
For Beat?
No, for British.
No, I guess I didn't. Sorry.
British Beat.
British Beat.
Then you can try the UK Beat.
UK Beat, I was just going to say. Oh, yeah, that's true.
I like the way this theme sort of creeps up underneath you and takes over, leaves you behind.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, you hear a thing we'll say. And then somebody stops.
You like that, huh?
I do.
But we do have a selector here, at least.
Well, I guess if you don't have the English Beat, the next best thing is the selector. Right?
On the Voice
of Long Island. We'll be right back.
Here comes a foghorn. get more than they're in the boat.
Thank you. Stay tuned, because we have another exciting edition of the Tripod Family coming up in about 6 minutes.
You will be clean.
Radio Free Long Island, in coagulation with the Three Village. Radio Free Long Island, in coagulation with the Brentwood Disposable Tire Iron Facility, proudly presents another adventure of the Tripod Family, the story of one of America's most illustrious families and their struggle to find peace and happiness in the suburbs of Long Island. This week we rejoin Pop in the armed forces as he steams toward his destination, Trinidad and Tobago. And as we look in on him, we see him talking to the crew.
All right, I've had it with you people. We've barely left the mainland and you're acting like it's the end of the world. Confound it! What kind of soldiers are you, anyway?
Yes, sir.
Will you stop saying that? That doesn't even answer my question. Now, we're late enough as it is. If we don't get to Trinidad and Tobago by nightfall, there's going to be big trouble.
Yes, sir, Captain Tripod.
So
yes,
stop dawdling and move your behinds.
Yes, sir.
And that means no falling into the water, Jenkins.
Yes, sir.
And no more getting locked in the bathroom, Harrison.
Yes, sir.
And no more blowing that confounded horn. It scares the daylights out of me.
Well, yes, sir, Captain Tripod. Whatever you say, Your Excellency.
Good. Now let's start getting this ship shape. And you can begin by mopping the deck. It's filthy dirty.
Oh, I'll take care of it, Captain Tripod.
No, I'll handle it, sir.
Don't listen to him, Captain. He'll mess it up.
Oh, stop babbling. I want both of you to take care of this. Now, hubba hubba, get to it. For the love of Pete, I never knew being a captain was so aggravating. Nothing but problems since we got on board. Hey, Peterson, are you fixing that hole in the floor?
I think it's fixed now, sir. Let me just stand up and check. It's not fixed yet, sir. I'll work on it.
Hey, is there any alcohol on this boat? I suddenly feel like taking a booze again. What's that? Oh, no!
What's up with the tripod? It looks like it's going to rain. Should I bring the patio furniture in?
Oh, confound it! Can't I get a moment's peace in this place? We're never going to get to Trinidad and Tobago at this rate. You know, you people make me wish I was back in Stonyhaven with Howard and Kathy and Charlie and all the other lunatics. Or Big Bear City. That's where I'd really like to be. Oh, I could just see the Jupiter trees in full bloom. Ah! Our tornation blew that horn! It scared the twilight out of me! I want his name and serial number!
Excuse me, Captain Tripod, officer, sir.
What is it, soldier?
I pulled the bog on, sir.
You did?
I did, yeah.
Why, I'll have you placed in the stockade, you young whippersnapper!
Yeah.
How dare you make those loud noises while I'm on board? My heart can't take that kind of aggravation anymore, you know?
I'm awful sorry there, Captain, you see, but, we were running into a pretty dense layer of fog. Yeah, that's
well,
fog.
What confounded difference does that make? Blowing that horn won't make it go away.
Yes, sir.
Oh, for crying out loud. Do you blow your car horn whenever it gets cloudy outside?
Oh, gee, hey, I never really thought about
that. Why don't you use your brain and think these things out?
I always thought we had to use a fog horn whenever it got foggy out. I can't remember the reason.
Don't give me any of your back talk, sailor.
Yes, sir.
Get back to your
post. Yes, sir.
Don't go near that confounded horn again.
Yes, sir.
Oh, good grief. What a bunch of bumbleheads they stuck me with on this boat. You there! What in the world are you two doing?
We're mopping the deck.
Yes, sir, mopping the deck.
Yeah, just like you said, Captain.
It's raining, you fools! In fact, it's pouring! You can't mop the confounded deck when it's raining! For the love of Toledo, do I have to do all of your thinking for you?
Sorry, sir.
Wait a minute, huh?
We'll do something else,
sir. Just stay out of my way! Oh, I'm starting to get in a bad mood.
Yes, sir.
These chuckleheads. Well, now what am I going to do? I spend all day yelling at these fools. That makes me hungry. And I'm tired, too. I think I'll just go inside and relax for a while. Maybe I'll write some postcards. Let's see. Where did I put my pen? Oh, it's a car! What is this, a mutiny? I told you chatterheads not to blow that stupid horn! Oh, your heads are gonna roll!
That wasn't us, sir.
What do you mean it wasn't us? I heard it with my own ears!
That wasn't us, Captain. That was another ship.
And so Pop continues to have problems getting his boat to Trinidad and Tobago. You want to be with us next time when we'll hear Howard say,
I wonder what Pop's doing right now.
That's next time on The Exciting Adventures of the Tripod Family, a co-presentation of Radio Free Long Island and the Brentwood Disposable Tire Island Facility. Until next time, this is Don Topeka.
No. WUSB is happy to announce that a new graduate radio course will begin on Wednesday, September 1st at 6:30 p.m. The course, which is entitled The Changing Myth of the Jew in English and American Literature, will be on for 13 consecutive weeks and is available for graduate credit through the Center for Continuing Education on the Stony Brook campus. Please call 246-5936 for further information. And don't forget to tune in on Wednesday evening, September 1st at 6:30 p.m. on WUSB 90.1 FM.
Thank you.
from the new album by Jody Harris. That's called My Uncle Bill. On the Voice of Long Island.
Yeah.
And it's just one other thing I think we should pass along before we forget.
Sure, why not?
Something that Ronnie Pritchett found for us.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad you remembered that.
Yeah, this is from Billboard magazine.
Is it Billboard?
Yeah, this is from Billboard. They have charts for every country there is. Mm-hmm. And this one comes from the Netherlands.
And what's number one?
As of July 24th, 1982, the number one single in the Netherlands is Someone Loves You, Honey, by June Lodge and Prince Mohammed.
Why don't you get that little cart that that I made up?
Oh, that little cart?
Yeah.
Well, let's see if I can find it.
It might be right up on really handy there, too.
It might be, but then again, it might have fallen down with all the other ones.
Oh. Why don't you look around the machine?
I'm looking.
There.
Ah, I found it.
Good.
Would you like me to play it?
Absolutely.
June Lodge. Well, she wasn't ready.
Thanks, Philip.
Thank you, Philip. She's not ready yet. She will be ready soon.
Bum, 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 bum.
Oh, this isn't important. We know what June Lodge sounds like.
It is important. If we go and tell that her song, Someone Loves You, Honey, is number one in the Netherlands.
You know what's number two? Deep in Minj Heart by Andre Hazes. What else? I've Never Been to Me by Charlene. I don't know if they got that right. Interesting. Okay, June Lodge is ready. Here she is.
Hi there. This is J.C. Lodge. And whenever I'm in Long Island, I listen to WUSB, Stony Brook.
Are you happy, Mike?
Yes, but I question, how often is she on Long Island?
Not all that often, but when she is, she listens to WUSB.
That's really true.
Yeah.
I'm really glad she came up that day.
I am, too.
I met her, and we gave her a T-shirt.
We give everybody T-shirts that deserves them.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Well, time now for the news.
The theme song in the background, right?
No theme song now. We're reading the news. Got 159, where it's 21 degrees in Stony Brook, and that's 70 on the Fahrenheit scale.
Yes, I knew that.
Good. And an estimated 100,000 aliens, the victims of a bureaucratic mix-up in the 1960s, will be allowed to stay in the U.S. until at least the end of January. The Justice Department decision announced today affects Mexicans and other Latin Americans who hold temporary residence permits, known as Silva Letters. It all began with a misallocation of visas in the 60s. The government had given Cubans fleeing the Castro regime visas that were supposed to go to the Mexicans and others. So about 150,000 temporary residence permits, known as Silva letters, were given out as the State Department tried to correct its misallocation of visas. About 50,000 holders of the Silva letters eventually were granted visas. The remaining 100,000 didn't get visas and could have been deported. Some of the aliens affected by the decision have been in the U.S. for more than a decade, and a Justice Department official said the decision was based in part on a White House proposal to offer amnesty to illegal aliens who have been in the U.S. for many years. The troubled Mexican peso has gained a little strength as the result of an agreement between the Mexican government and bankers from the U.S. and other countries. The banks today gave Mexico more time to repay loans totaling $10 billion. Agriculture Secretary John Block says he'll be in touch with Soviet officials shortly to set a date for talks on increasing U.S. grain sales to the Soviets. Any extra grain sold would be in addition to the current sales agreement. The Agriculture Department today announced the Soviets have accepted a one-year extension of that pact.
The government of Peru has declared a state of emergency in metropolitan Lima. More than a dozen bomb blasts have ripped through the area since yesterday. The explosions caused a power blackout that triggered looting, with damage estimated at $4 million. no group has claimed responsibility for the attacks. Moscow is unwilling to abide by internationally accepted standards of behavior. That's what the State Department said today in marking the 14th anniversary of the Soviet invasion of Czechoslovakia. The department cited repression in Poland and Afghanistan as proof of its statement. Two French Navy ships carrying nearly 300 foreign Legion paratroopers have left Cyprus. They'll be the first part of a multinational peacekeeping force to watch over the evacuation of Palestinian guerrillas from Beirut. But a French diplomat says it's not certain whether the ships will head immediately to Beirut or await orders from France. The evacuation is scheduled to begin tomorrow. American Marines are expected to land on Wednesday. No date has been set for Italian troops to join the peacekeeping force. Charges have been dropped against 14 people who tried to keep the first Trident submarine from reaching its new home base in Bangor, Washington. The demonstrators were arrested last week after the Coast Guard drove off the small boats, blockading the Hood Canal.
USB Long Island weather, 21 Celsius at 70 Fahrenheit. We're expecting cloudy conditions with occasional showers, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant. Highs will be in the mid to upper 70s. And clear and cool with, that's tomorrow night, clear and cool with low in the mid to upper 50s. Outlook for Sunday calls for sunny and pleasant. High in the 70s. Once again, 21 Celsius, 70 Fahrenheit in Stony Brook right now at 2:03.
That's
in
Connecticut.
Yeah. 203 is Connecticut, yeah. Right. Time for our album side now on The Voice
of Long Island.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to hear side two and maybe three and four.
We're going to throw in as much as we can fit
today. Jesus Christ Superstar, about 2 weeks ago we played side one. Last week the show was preempted, so we couldn't play side two.
No.
Although we did get some nice calls tonight about last week's show.
We did?
Yeah. Forgot to tell you about it.
We were just playing tones over the air, though.
That's true. But some people are into that kind of behavior, you know?
Yeah, that tells you something.
Yeah, it certainly does. But we do thank those folks for calling in.
You're telling me people called up to say how they liked our transmitter test last week?
Well, one person mentioned something like that.
Oh, boy. Well, I don't have to stick around and hear this. I want to listen to the record side.
Well, before we get into the record side, I know we're pressed for time because we might not be able to get all three sides in. But if you do want to catch up on the latest in the transmitter actions, tune in tomorrow night after midnight. They're going to be fooling around with the transmitter some more, we hear.
Yeah, turn your stereo up to about 7 or 8, because some of them can really wipe out your tweeters.
That's true. Those 400 hertz tones will get you every time. not to mention your mid-range as well.
Yeah, sometimes your woofers.
That's true. I'm going to blow out of here now, because there's really no sense in me being here, because I have to go to work tomorrow morning early.
Okay, I guess I'll be
this
here.
This morning, later, early.
I'll man the ship, and so they say.
You have fun with the Jesus Christ Superstar album sides.
I will.
And I'll be back maybe Monday. Probably not. I'm hoping not Monday because I have perhaps other plans. But
good to know we're all enthusiastic about doing shows in this station.
What's that?
We're all enthusiastic, huh?
Yes.
Good.
Just as enthusiastic as you are when I asked you to take over. But I definitely will be back on Thursday night, beyond the shadow of a doubt.
Sure.
I'll be back Thursday night at 9 o'clock on WUSB.
Stony Brook.
And again next week on The Voice of Long Island. Mike Uhas here. I'm saying goodbye.
Goodbye, Mike.
Goodbye,
I'm Eric Corley. I'm going to be here for a while. Our phone number, 246-7901. And now, without any further ado, let's go right into Jesus Christ Superstar Side 2, 3, and hopefully 4.
We anticipate a riot. This common crowd is much too loud. Tell the mob who sing your song that they are fools and they are wrong. They are a curse.
they should differ.
Moaning at the crowd, nothing can be done to stop the shouting. If every tongue was still, the noise would still continue. The rocks and stones themselves would start to sing.
priests nor the scribes, nor doomed Jerusalem itself.
time is almost through. Little left to do. After all, I've tried for 3 years. Seems like 30. Seems like 40.
These past few days when I see Me some time to work out what to do. I weighed the whole thing up before I came to you. I had no thought at all about my own reward. I really didn't come here on my own accord. Just don't say I'm damned for old times. I came because I had to. I'm the one who saw Jesus can't control it like he did before. And furthermore, I know that Jesus thinks so too. Jesus wouldn't mind that I was here with you. I have no thought at all about my own reward. I really didn't come here on my own accord. Just don't say I'm damned for all time. Why are we the puppets? Why are we the ones who see the sad solution? No, what must be done? I have no thought at all about my own reward. I really didn't come here of my own accord. Just don't say I'm damned for all time.
Cut the protesting, forget the excuses. We want information, get off of the floor.
We have the papers we need to arrest him. You know his movements, we know the law.
To help with this matter, for your one reward.
We'll pay you in silver, cash on the nail. We just need to know where the soldiers can find him.
With no crowd around him,
then we can't fail.
I don't need your blood money.
Oh, that doesn't matter, our expenses are good.
I don't want your blood money.
But you might as well take it. We think that you should.
Think of the things you can do with that money. Choose any charity, give to the poor.
We've noted your motives, we've noted your feelings.
This isn't blood money, it's a fee-nothing, fee-nothing, fee-nothing
This is Long Island's non-commercial alternative at 90.1 FM in stereo, WUSB, Stony Brook.
because of you. Another bed is cut up, or someone has to turn you in. Like a common criminal, like a wounded animal. Jaded Mandarin, a jaded Mandarin. It's a jaded, jaded, faded, jaded, jaded Mandarin. Get out the waiting. Get out the waiting. Oh, 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 they're waiting for you. Oh, every time I look at you, I don't understand why you let the things you did get so out of hand. You'd have managed better if you'd had it planned.
your omnipresent brain. Show me there's a reason for you wanting me to die. You're far too keen on where and how and not so hot on why.
Do you feel that you have the break?
What would you say?
realize the serious charges facing you. You say you're the son of God in all your handouts, but is it true?
That's what you say. You say that I am.
There you have it, gentlemen. What more evidence do we need? Judas, thank you for the victim. Stay a while, you still bleed.
The wrong man, lady. I don't know him, and I wasn't where he was tonight. Never near the place. That's strange, for I am sure I saw you with him. You were right by his side, and yet you denied.
I tell you, I was never ever with him.
I tell you, it looks just like.
wanted to meet you face to face. You've been getting quite a name all around the place. Healing cripples, raising from the dead. And now I understand you're God. At least that's what you said.
So you are the Christ, you're the great Jesus Christ. Prove to me that you're divine. Change my water into wine, that's all you need to. And I'll know it's all true. Come on, King of the Jews. Jesus, you just won't believe the hit you've made round here. You are all we talk about, the wonder of the year. Oh, what a pity if it's all a lie. Still, I'm sure that you can rock the cynics if you try. So you are the Christ, you're the great Jesus Christ. Prove to me that you're no fool. Walk across my swimming pool. If you do that for me, then I'll let you go free. Come on, King of the Jews. Superstar, what is it that you have got that puts you where you are? I am waiting, yes, I'm a captive fan. I'm dying to be shown that you are not just any man. So if you are the Christ, yes, the great Jesus Christ, feed my household with his bread. You can do it on your head. Or has something gone wrong? Why do you take so long? Come on, King of the Jews. Hey, aren't you scared of me, Christ? Mr. Wonderful Christ. You're a joke, you're not the Lord. You're nothing but a fraud. Take him away, he's got nothing to say. Get out, you King of the... Get out! Get out, you King of the Jews! Get out, you King of the Jews! Get out of my life!
Not God, I saw him! He looked as cold as this! And he was so bad, I had to turn my head! You beat it so hard that he was bent and lame. And I know who everybody's going to blame. I don't believe he knows I acted poor or good. I'd save him all the suffering if I could. Don't believe our good. Save him if I could.
Cut the confession, forget the excuses. I don't understand why you're filled with remorse. All that you said has come true with a vengeance. The mob turned against him, you backed the right horse.
What you have done will be the saving of Israel. You'll be remembered forever for this. And not only that, you've been paid for your efforts. Pretty good wages for one little kid.
Christ, I know you can hear me, but I only did what you wanted me to. Christ, I sell out the nation, for I have been saddled with the murder of you. I have been spattered with innocent blood. I shall be dragged through the slime and the mud. I have been spattered with innocent blood. I shall be dragged through the slime and the slime and the slime and the mud. I don't know how to love him. I don't know why he moves me. He's a man, he's just a man. He's not a king, he's just the same as anyone I know.
Willie Colin, dead, will he let me be? Does he love me too? Does he care for me?
Again, my guest.
And why is this? Was Harrod unimpressed?
We turn to Rome to sentence Nazareth. We have no law to put a man to death. We need him crucified. It's all you have to do. We need him crucified. It's all you have to do.
Talk to me, Jesus Christ. You have been brought here, manacled, beaten by your own people. Do you have the first idea why you deserve it? Listen, King of the Jews, where is your kingdom? Look at me, am I a Jew?
I have got no kingdom in this world. I'm through. There may be a kingdom for me somewhere if I only knew.
You're a king. It's you that say I am. I look for truth and find that I get damned.
But what do you do? If I'm changing laws, single them through. Am I the same as yours?
Crucify me.
What do you mean?
Crucify
your king.
You have no king
but Caesar. He's done no wrong. No, not the slightest thing.
You have no king but Caesar. Crucify him.
No reason. I find no evil. This man is harmless. So why does he upset you? He's just misguided. Thinks he's important. But to keep you both so happy, I should flog him.
Crucify, crucify, crucify,
come, Jesus, tell me. You've got to be careful. You could be dead soon, could well be. Why do you not speak when I have your life in my hand? How can you stay quiet? I don't believe you understand.
You have nothing in your hands. Any power you have comes to you from far beyond. Everything is fixed, and you can change it.
You're a fool, Jesus Christ. How can I help you?
Let's crucify him.